well, if I could have the first century.
My printer not working out. The last minute I was going to turn it on. From middle of Hilchos Maasik Sofim, and I shall move across. Maybe about correction first for something that was mentioned. I can't remember, it was last week, 2 weeks ago. Not a correction, but there is quite a strong second there, and it needs a fair mention. That's if a person has two businesses running concurrently at the same time, and some has to rock him, another one has to save him, other one work out as a bonus for Meissen, for Meissen. Other one make it happen and say that Meissen from one business is making a profit, and that business is running at a profit, so I'll take myself from that business. No chances to the fact that the other business is running a loss. Do we look at the person, the Kololu, so he's got two businesses running, and one of them is profitable, and one of them is not running at the profit, and therefore make the cheshbon of each one by itself. And Shia said that, as a double poshid, you mentioned that each one is eating a cheshbon, and the one that's running at a profit, you take myself from, and the one that's running at a loss, is versteht sich nur Meister. Der Meister bekam es Jor, and, which is really good on the Pesach Tshuva, and some others hold that you can make a Cheshbon. The Buda holds you can make a Cheshbon of both businesses together. Hagam, as Robo Achotim, we hold that one doesn't. But when it comes to Meister Ksofim, Hayyus, like we saw, Meister Ksofim is ongenommen la locha, that's not more than a minik, even though it's a starke minik, but and Yorim Isaac Sofim, one doesn't always have to take the most chomodike gang in the poskim, a person is like to be making. And yes, there is a starke tzad, which is Mavusis and the Chavasyon, the Nede Buda, that a person is allowed to make the cheshbon of all his stockers together, all his businesses together. Therefore, there is a starke tzad. However, it comes with three restrictions, and those restrictions make it quite limited when one can use it. Number one, a person, you can only make the cheshbon of Meissa from the business that's having Ravochim and say that, well, another one, it's running at a loss, and therefore Mamela, I'm not making so much profit, my profit margin is much less, only if you haven't given over the money for Tztaka yet. As soon as you've given over the money to Tztaka and you hadn't made your cheshbonus, then you can't say, but that Meissa I shouldn't have given, and therefore deduct it from the next profit. It's only called Zaman, you haven't given over the Maisa. Then, says the Chavasir, you can say, yes, I've made a certain amount of Avochim, but at the same time, I've got losses, and I'm making my Cheshbon of all of them together, and say that I'm not going to give my Maisa from the Prophet. While Atzad is, you've already given over the Maisa from the Prophet, then to come along and say, if I've got something else that's a Hefzid, then make it one big Cheshbon together, Shit and Chavasir, you can't. One restriction. Another restriction, when a person isn't allowed to make the cheshbonus is only in the same year, says the Chavasyon. Chavasyon said, if it's from a different year, then you can't put the two businesses together. You need both businesses to running at the same time, in the same year, which Meissen Ksofim will call it a yearly zak. So we'll get back to it, how much lechatchila, what one should do is Meissen Ksofim, but call it a yearly cheshbon that a person should be making for his Meissen Ksofim. If the profits and the losses are in the same year, then you can come along and look at it, says Chavasyon, is one big picture together. But Latzad, as a person makes a profit 1 year in one business and the next year lost in another business, said the Chavasyon, you can't do it. And this is the third clause, which restricts it much more, which is the base of Fran. He says that you can only make a cheshbon of Maisa if, b'shas, you have your loss, you also know about your profit. And if you can't have a profit and you've already a loss and you say, hey, I've got my loss over here, and then afterwards you come along and make a separate profit in a separate business and say, but I'm all within the same year, and therefore the loss that I made in one business cancels out the profit I make in the second business. It must be that you make your cheshbonus at the end of the year, and you look at this business, you say, no, this business ran at a loss, and my other business ran at a profit, and it's all within the same year, and you haven't been mafish your maaser yet. Then you can say it's one big picture, join the two businesses together and make it a cheshbon for ma'asik sofim. But al atzad, as yes, it was a bad deal in property and that one ran at a loss. And then a week later in another business, the person selling textiles, a completely different cheshbon, and is making a profit on it, says the shayaparam, that you can't mix together. You make your yearly cheshbonus of the two businesses together, then you can join them together. But as al atzad, as the business that's running at a loss is running by itself, and the business that's running at a profit, yeah, I'm going to find out later on about the profit that you can't join them together. So at the end of the day, it's not fair to say that you two separate businesses, you can't take cheshbon ma'asik sofim, because even though they are placing the amachme, but what, if the Pesach Teshuva brings down the Nidiv Yehuda and the Chavos Yehuda that's meikel, then aloha person isn't allowed to be meikel. But it's very limited, that would be the correct way to say it, very limited when one can make a cheshbon of the two businesses together. Only if it hasn't been mafreshit within the same year and you don't know of your losses before you make your profit, then you can make your cheshbon together. But in the case that a person makes his bonus at the end of the year and makes all his accounts and he sees that the one business ran at a loss and the other one was at a profit and it hasn't been mafreshit yet and he's giving everything together at the same time, then vaday al pei halacha yesh amilis moich to make the cheshbonus and to deduct the profit from one business against the losses of the other business and not to take ma'asik sofim from it. As far as taxes are concerned, and then we'll get back to something which we discussed a few times in the Beis Medrash, and something which is very negeah. I spoke to Rav Chaim Berech last week about it. He said he's come here from Australia, and hasn't the concept of the taxes and that are over here in England with the gift vouchers, he said he's still trying to get his head around it, how it works to make the cheshbonos over here. But here in England, we're brought up with the vouchers and the voucher system, something which is very negeah, for a person to be clear what one can and what one can't use for ma'asik sofim. The pashtus is that one can only deduct missing taxes which have shaykhis to the business. So a person has taxes which has no shaykhis to the business, then the person can't deduct it from his revochim. In order to make a cheshbon of ma'asik sofim, a person always has to know what his etzos are, and accordingly see, these are my etzos, these are what I got my gains, deduct your etzos, and therefore work out your profits, and from the profits make a cheshbon of ma'asik sofim. If a person starts off a new business and has to buy whatever he needs, the instruments he needs in order, the tools he needs for his business. So there the person say that one deducts the costs of the office, the building, the tools, whatever one needs for one's office as etzos, that you need for the etzos, and the profit starts afterwards. However, this is very wichtig, says the Pshrei Mazalman, that if you've got tools, and those tools you can sell on afterwards, then those tools you can't just deduct. If your person plans running his business, he's got a printing business, and he's going to run it for 20 years. And these tools, after 20 years, those printers aren't worth very much. He spends £1,000 on those printers, and when he finishes his business, 20 years' time, it's worth £100, those printers. So £900 value of the source for went towards the business. So that £900 he doesn't have to take ma'aser from. But when he closes his business and he's got £100 printers, which he's selling on, those printers he's selling for £100 is rabach. He didn't lose from the business. So that he has to deduct. The chayt says of Shreem Zalman, a person buys a business and buys an office, and that office he can sell on afterwards. So of Shreem Zalman, that you can't deduct. That's not its source from the business. You haven't lost anything at all. True, you bought that office for your business, but that office is the same value. It's not going to go down in value. Perhaps it's only going to go up in value. So the value that you, the input of the money towards the business to buy the building, that's not deductible to say, but that's part of my source of my business. It didn't cost anything. Your business, you bought that house for the business, but that's also something which is there. You've changed it from money into a building.
Can you say, I'll wait till I sell it in 20 years' time, and then I'll do it?
That you could do, but you have to keep cheshbon that money is not money that I've taken ma'aser from. A person, when he buys his tools and his things for his business, it's only not mechuyev b'ma'aser, or we feel you need it for the business, and it's only there for the business, and I've got plans selling it on afterwards, and it's only there for business, I've got nothing else from it. But I've got something from it, I buy furniture. Open a business, buy furniture, I've got the couches over there. Those couches are still worth money. Why should I deduct it? It's the cost of the business, but it's come, instead of being in the form of money, it's now in the form of a couch. That couch, if I close my business down, I'll sell on the couch for half price. So the value of half price, which I'd sell it on, that couch afterwards, then I still need to sell it. I still need to give myself from it, because I haven't lost anything from the business. It's only the source of the business The fact that it goes into the business account, or the fact that it goes into the business office, that's not a reason not to take Maisa from it. It's the fact that it goes into the business, and it's also the business attack losing because of business, then one doesn't have to take Maisa from it. But anything which I would just again from it still remains with Maisa.
But
you
keep it, not just when
you
said it.
He has to remember he hasn't taken Maisa from it. He has to remember he hasn't taken Maisa.
But you said it, he takes Maisa from himself.
Say that. But he has to remember that those, that when he sells the printer, which he buys now, in 10 years' time, he's sending those printers later, then those printers which he sells later, he has to remember that he has to take Maisa from that money. Whatever it is, the person has to keep a judgment. It's not a food straight away, but it's money that he hasn't taken Maisa from. Any source that goes into a person's household is also a big chiddush. But Yosef holds, which Achrenim bring down, and Bik Yosef after they cut says he thinks maybe a mistake lefanenu in the Bik Yosef. The Bik Yosef in his tshuvas afka sarichel, he's got even a bigger chiddush. He says the cost that person has to keep his family afloat, that's also deducted from the tzeres ma'aser, and that's equivalent to a mass. A person in a business sees what his etzaras are, and after he's deducted all the etzaras, then he works as profit. So a person has a family, and in order to sustain his family, he has to buy, has to pay for electricity, has to pay for water, has to pay for food, and everything else that goes in it. Says the Bishyos, that you also take off from your tzeres ma'aser. It's not revochim. Your revochim is after your business, after you need to keep your family going, then the revochim on top of it, if there is anything, that's where you take ma'aser from. But more than that, there's no chiv ma'aser. Bik Yosef, bam? But the chidos says he thinks it's a toss, and the apostle will take on, as the halacha, one can't rely on that afka sarichel, the tshuvas Bik Yosef, to say that the toss that goes into keeping one's family is deducted. If a person's only, like we said the other week, he's potter mena ma'aser. But if a person is a tzoros, and you can't afford it, then the tzoros, which a person does for his family, that's considered a separate judgment. The tzoros of the business one, needs for my business, that person deducts from the moist of the ma'aser.
No, many when you can use it for school fees then. There are enough many people can use it for school fees. If you don't need to take it, because it's in...
According to Bik Yosef, that anything that I need to do to feed my family, to keep myself aligned, you can deduct, and I've added you'll be able to deduct school fees as well. But la locha that we don't pass in light of Bik Yosef, and we take on that proud, that person still has to take a tzoras ma'aser, and certainly from the business, then the person already has to make his cheshbonos as school fees as a separate tzach. A person has a house, and he's moved out from his house in order to rent it. He wants to move into the area. He's got, or wherever, he wants to be near a moised, near a besmedish, near whatever the reason it is. He has his house, and he, instead of living in his house, he doesn't sell his house. He rents his old house, and he moves across to another apartment. Says Rabbi Yashiv, that's not cool business. That's taking the money of, that instead of having your lodging in your original house, you're moving across to another house. So true, you're getting your rent, and you own your house that you were living in until now, and you're getting rent for it, and rent usually is something which considered the rebach, a person has to deduct it from his ma'aser. But in your case, it happens to be you're just using that rent to move across to somewhere else. That's you haven't gained anything at all. I've gained because I moved to the area that I want to, but the money that I'm getting is money, instead of paying for what I was getting free lodging, sort of, my original house. I had my roof on top of me and I wasn't paying for it. I've now moved it, I've switched my house with somebody else. The way I switch it is that I get the money from my original house, I rent it out, and I then pay for my rent. There's my new place over there. That's the equivalent of just switching houses. So the bilashim is such a chitimsa, that person's moving and is not making any profit, then there's no khir for myself. If a person does make a profit on it, the rent he's getting from his old house is more than he's getting to the new place he's going, so the difference between the two, he has to take ma'aser. But there's no chiv ma'aser from having moved across from one place to the other, it's just moved it. It's the same thing in a different form. So let's go back to the gift aid and to the itzos of taking tax. According to the pashtus, I get the of something that's potter for ma'aser is only a tax where a person has a tzoros to leave his business. The taxes, the person takes the poll tax, which has no shaykhus to my cost of my business, that doesn't get deducted from my ma'aser. The taxes that I get, that I have to pay tax on the profits I make in my business, that has to be deducted from my ma'aser because that's a profit that and my revochim are less because of it. I made £1,000 in my business, but I had to pay £20, 20% tax. So the £200 tax I'm giving, that 20% tax is deducted. I didn't make £1,000 profit. I only ended up making £800 profit. How does one make a cheshbon when it comes in England, when the taxes, a person gets back the tax and is allowed to pass it on to the charity, which works in two ways. Either a person, now a person can do gift aid, then the person gives to charity £100, they'll give 25% back. They'll match it. The government will pass on 25% of my tax money and pass it on to the tzedakah. That 25%, that gift aid, can that be counted as my cheshbon of maisa, or is it not my maisa? I've given £100 to tzedakah, and I take the box gift aid, it should be gift aided, and therefore the government will take from the taxes that I gave over to the government already, and they'll take £25 from taxed money and give that £25 over to the moiset. I give £100, and now, because of gift aid, I've given £125. That extra £25, can that be considered my maisa money, that I've given £125 of maisa money, or can it only be considered that I gave £100 maisa money and I caused the moiset to get another £25? It's not that I've given £125. But I've got chiyuve maisa, and I'm trying to make my cheshbon how much I've given. Can I include what's gift aided as part of my nesilas maisa or not? So the Shoresh HaShaila was discussed, and it got a bit clearer last week. Somebody told me, somebody looked on the government pages exactly what the Matara is and exactly when it started and how they do it. And that makes a big difference to understand what they're doing it for and therefore whether or not one can or can't deduct it from Maisa. They write very clearly that the reason why they're doing it is in order to encourage people to give charity. They know that the economy needs that. There should be charities in order to keep it going. There are certain funds and certain causes can only be run for people's goodwill with the charity. And to encourage people to give charity, they make that somebody that gives the money that's given over to charity isn't taxable. Now, the way they do it is that they give the 25% back in gift aid, it's partially given back the 20%. I mean, in the Shprach of the Gemara, it's Milagav and Milabah, that's the equivalent of what they do over here when they do the 25%. If I give £100 over to charity, to a tzedakah, and that, then I tick in the box gift aid and they give me 25%, what they're doing is they're looking as if I gave £125 over to the charity, and they've given me back the 20%, the tax that I gave over there. If I give 20% of £125, it'd be £25. So they don't look at it. You could look at it in two ways. You could look at it, I'm giving £100, and they're giving me back the tax of that £100, so they're giving me back £20. You could look at it, then when I give £100 over to the stocker, to the charity, it's as if I've given over the £125, the tax that they're giving back already, and then they're giving back 20% of it, which is giving back £25. So really what they're doing is, when they're giving back 20%, that's called 25%, but they're giving back 25% of after what they return. So when I give £100, £125, they're giving back 25% as if I give. Now the reason why they're doing it is because they don't want to take charity from the money. They're not going to tax my money. And the way of not taxing my money is either you can give the tax back to me, or they can say, give it straight over to the tzedakah, and the money I've given over to the tzedakah, so we've added on your tax to that money, and it was untaxable. So either they're not going to charge MHRC, I'm going to take money off me from what I've given to tzedakah, they're not going to take tax on it, or they'll do the same way over here, they'll give it back to the stocker, and they'll look at it as that money not being taxed.
Well, higher tax for the tax to do part.
Pardon?
Somebody pays tax of 40%.
They could also do it together, yes.
40% goes back to the taxpayer.
And the 20% after is also going to be back to the
stocker.
Right, and 20% is deducted after, which is the same measurement, it's really the same way of doing it. Right. It's a proof also for the way they're doing it, that's what they mean to say, is they're not taxing that money. Except that the extra 20% will come back to my pocket, and that 20% will go back in the charity, yeah. So the way the cheshbon works by tzedakah is really what they're telling me is that the money that they're doing gift aid, they're not taking tax on that money, and they're giving me the zchus to be the bailim over that money, that extra tax I'm giving to tzedakah. Now, is that a reason to be considered my money, therefore I shouldn't have to take myself from it, or is it not my money? If I give money, so let's start the other way around. I go over to a charity and I tell them that I declare the way Rav Moshe Struble, what he's talking about, the government will come along and say, I made £1,000 for Revochim this year, give 20% tax on it, give £200 tax on it. I then give £100 over to the stocker, and they're going to say, I've only got £900 Revochim, for £900 Revochim, we'll take tax from £900. We're not going to take tax from the extra £100, because that extra £100 you've already given over to the stocker. That extra £100 that you've given over to the stocker, and therefore causing me to give less tax, because I'm only giving tax now £900 as opposed to £1,000. That gain, I'm paying less tax. Is that my gain or is that stocker's gain? So Rav Moshe has a tshuva, and Rav Moshe holds that I'm allowed to have tevis anor from stocker. I'm allowed to gain from stocker. So my tevis anor from stocker, like we said last week, every time a person buys a grola, goes into a lottery, also with what's considered norm or the basic amount of beer, if a person buys a lottery for a school which is going for £1 and or buys a more expensive one, they wouldn't. He's only buying it because it's stocker and they'll be using stocker money to do it over there. Of course, he's got a gain. If he wins the lottery, then he's got the prize at the end of the day. The others who hold the money, gives the prize has to go over to the stocker. It's a chiddush. The pashas, the possum take over. You win the prize. You had the right to buy this. It's not what happens to me. You won that prize. So the money goes to you. If a person gains from stocker, he's allowed to have tevis anor. When I would have gained £1,000, and I would have given £1,000 over to, £1,000 would have been my profit, and would have been taxed on that £1,000. Now that I've given £100 to stocker, so I've only been taxed on £900. And that gain, is that stocker's gain, or is that called a tevis anor? I've gained a tevis anor. Because I gave £100 over to stocker, so I'm giving tax now only on £900, not £1,000. Says the emotion, that's called tevis anor. It's tevis anor. I've gained because of stocker, and I'm giving less taxes, but that's my gain. I'm not that tevis anor from stocker. Davisin and Lakewood is Kubal Nishtazai, Rabban has his tshuva. Rabban holds that there was that this is stocker money. Stocker money, that's money that's not taxed because of stocker, is stocker's gain. It's much as stocker money. It's more than a tevis anor. It's not just a tevis anor. It's because I gave over to the stocker. So it's gilu, the stocker is causing that. That shouldn't be taxed on top of it. That's stocker's gain. That's not my gain. You have to give that money over to the stocker. But let's go with Rav Moshe. The Rav Moshe looks at it as a normal stocker money. And therefore, maybe it's my gain. If we understand gift aid is being something that they're not taxing. They're using my tax to pay for the charity. I give £100 and I take gift aid and they're now giving £125. It's like I give £125. And that £25 that the government is giving is taking my tax money, and they're saying that we're not taxing you for that money because you're giving it over to a cause. Is that the same or isn't that the same as the tshuva of Rav Moshe? Rav Moshe says a case that because I gave my money over to stocker, I wasn't taxed. So I gained, I gave £900, I had £1,000, I gave £100 to stocker, I've only got £900 which is now going to be taxed. So I gained directly, the government never taxed me, and I'm not paying out tax. If I've got the £900 which was buying me, and that extra £100, the government aren't taxing me. Says Rav Moshe, that gain is poshut, not that you're getting money back over here, that's mamish, you're not being charged because you gave money to the stocker. Says Rav Moshe, that's avadah, tevis anor, you didn't have to give tax on it. Is gift aid the equivalent? Is that the same as that? I've given over my £100, I've already given over the tax to stocker, the 25% that they're giving back, this £25 that they're giving now as gift aid to the £100 is money which is already lying by them. But they're telling me that they're looking at as this £25 as if it's not being taxed, because they're taking, instead of taxing it, they're going to pass it on to the stocker. That's money that I can't access, I can't use for whatever I want. It's money that I've already given over to them. But I've got a way of saying, instead of paying tax on it, I'm now going to use it, not use it as tax, I'm going to use it as stocker. Is that my money? Is that the equivalent of Rav Moshe's case? Rav Moshe's case is much more than that. Rav Moshe's case is mamish, money which is remained by me, money which isn't taxed because I gave it to the stocker. Says Rav Moshe, that's mamish my money. But here's not money which is mamish by me. It's money which was taxed and has been taxed, but they're going to say, if you give over to charity, it's also going to, instead of tax, over to charity. I think we can hear a clear tutstadim as to whether or not it's the same as Rav Moshe, not the same as Rav Moshe. And saying whether one can use it as ma'aser mani or not ma'aser mani. Oh, but hayes, the Eilim said correctly. There's a minchas yitzchak. There's a tshuva minchas yitzchak in chelik dalit, in chelik hay, siman amad dalit, where he discusses it. Not in those days, it wasn't gifted. It was a different nusach, but the same thing. The money that I'm giving over to tzedakah, which was already used as charity, is now being passed on to the tzedakah because of me. And he says it's the same as Rav Moshe. Mechitzo says it's the same as Rav Moshe. As much as Rav Moshe says that money I gain because of stocker is my gain, he says also, it's my money. This is my money. This is my money. The same as Rav Moshe says that I'm being taxed less because of it, but it remains my money. Says the advice, I look at that money that I gave over, is also still my money. Well, a common position as a Mechitzit Zog looks at it. Plus, he buys himself from another Svara, from a Mashah, which is also a Chiddush. Mashah says that if a person gives taxes over to a Tzedakah, then really, if I know for sure that they're going to use my money only to sustain, to support poor families, even if it be goyim, but that would be considered Moishal Tzedakah. Says the Mashah, or says the Chassid Chok, that the only reason why we can't use the money for Tzedakah is only because we don't know exactly what's going to happen with that money. Maybe it won't go there, it'll go to somewhere else. But when I give my money over to MHRC, and I know that I'm going to claim it all back as gift aid, everything I give to tax, I'm going to claim back as gift aid, so I know that I'm the buyer of this money to make sure that it's going to go to a Tzedakah cause. So it's equivalent of the Mashah, where the Mashah says that I know for sure it's going to go to poor people, they can use it as my assets. Like the government taking it lechatchila to support poor people. Because I know lechatchila and I'm going to claim my gift aid on it, and I'm going to channel that money over to poor people, and I'm going to be the buyer to be able to do it, and therefore it's considered my money. Akeponim. It's a chiddush. Both the svaras of the Mechitzit Zog is a great chiddush. The tzushal to Moshe is a great chiddush, and the tzushal to the Mashah is a great chiddush. Somebody wants to be mekel, yesh leam milistech. It's like I said beforehand. It's a zach which is ma'asik sofim. Ma'asik sofim is a minik. Mechitzit Zog is a great chiddush. He buys himself, even if it's not coming mamish from the Mashah, and even if it's not coming mamish from the Moshe. There's a tzad to be able to understand that the money that I've given over to Stocker and now getting it in returns in the form of gift aid is my money. There's a shlaka tzad. Maybe he buys himself on the Gizmoisha, which is a Chiddush, and maybe he buys himself on the Mashah, which is a Chiddush. But what he can understand his way of thinking that it's considered my money that's come back through gift aid. It's not nothing but money which I have no shaykhis to bichlal. It's my money. And therefore, la locha, if a person wants to rely on this tzad and say that he's using his maisa money, the gift aid money, as part of his cheshbon of maisa, avada yesh lami lismech. Yesh lami lismech, if a person wants to be machme, also there's room to be machme. But if a person wants to know, ledina, can he use the gift aid as part of his maisa money? Yes, he can use it. Maisa money, like the Mechitzit Yitzchak says, meaning to say that if a person gives £100, anything he gets back from the gift aid, then that money which he gets back from gift aid, he can use as his cheshbon as if he gave that money to Maisa. But he may have to take Maisa from that money. That's a separate cheshbon. If he gives £100 over to Tzedakah, and now he gets the return of £25 because it's gift aid, so he has to make sure that when he didn't give originally Maisa money, he can't use it on both fronts. He can't gain it on both fronts. He never paid the chatchila maisa money on that money which he gave tax from. He came made the cheshbon at the end of the year. And he said, I made £1,000 profit. Now I'm giving over to tax 20%, so I'm only left with £800. He makes his cheshbonus of maisa, so from £800 I give 10% maisa, giving £80 to maisa. He then goes to the stocker and he fills in, gives over £100 and gets this £25 back from Maisa. You can't say now I've given £125 to Maisa, because that £25 of Maisa, which is Maisa, he hasn't actually taken Maisa from that £25. Because that £25 that's coming back is coming back from tax money, which I never gave Maisa from it. So if a person is using gift aid and he deducted the money which he gave to as tax at the beginning of the year because it was part of his etzos, then he has to deduct that and make his cheshbonis accordingly. But you can't not give maize both sides. That doesn't work. So a person has to make cheshbonis, and then yesh lamilismach to deduct the moist of maize, to use that in his cheshbon of maize. Somebody called up the other day and said he was on a flight, and his flight was cancelled, and he got €300 for compensation. Does he have to take maisa from that £300 which he got for compensation? So ask him if he had any tzos b'chal. Did you have any tzos b'chal? Did you have any losses? Did you have to get a new taxi? Did you have anything? He said no. I had a delay in the airport, and I got a compensation for it, which was €300 worth. That nobody wants that delay, but it's not something which is really deducted from your flight. You paid on your flight for the fact that they're going to take you across from A to B. The flight is what you pay for. If you have extra tzos on top of it, so then it's deducted from your costs and from the €300 that he gets. He didn't get full €300 because he had other expenses. He had to take a taxi to wherever he was staying, go back and then back to the airport. But if he didn't have any expenses over there, so he got 300 euro. Mustakia, he had a delay for it, and maybe according to the law of the country, they pay you for that. The mukhuyif, they give you that compensation. But that compensation, for etzem, is nothing. The flight was worth exactly the same. You can't come along and say, I took a flight to Israel, which is worth $300, and now because I had a three-hour delay, the ticket was worth less than $300. The flight was worth exactly the same. You had the Zayatik Agmas Nefesh in the middle, and that Agmas Nefesh, they gave you 300 euro for it. So the 300 euro, lukhuyif needs ma'isa, and he's taking ma'isa from it. Rabbi Yashiv in Eretz Yisrael said, which is also very negia, but that when a person had to be mafias his neighbor, a person built, and at the court case, whatever it was, and had to be mafias, had to appease the neighbor by giving him a certain kenas. And they asked Rabbi Yashiv, do I need to take maisa from however many thousands of shkalim he got from his neighbor as a pious for the building work they had done and blocked his light and blocked his thing, do I need to take maisa from it? And Rabbi Yashiv asked him, did your house go down in value because of it? If your house went down in value from it, so that maybe it comes under the heading of pious, but the pious is for a loss. It's not just that your neighbor is being nice to you and giving you money for it, he's caused you damage, and because of that damage, the Eyah was mechayev him to pay a certain amount. As much as your house went down in value, connect that, whatever the PS isn't considered a profit. So your house went down in value 10,000 shekel, and the council will mechayev him to give a 20,000 shekel knas, so 10,000 shekel is only going towards the loss of the house. That doesn't have to take tax or maisa from it. It's only the extra 10,000 you have to take tax. So a person, when he has these echdimses, and a person has his gains, even if he's getting a pios or some sort of compensation, you have to always work out, is it keneged a loss? If it's keneged a loss, then whatever's keneged the demea loss isn't considered revochim. Anything more than the demea a loss is considered revochim, from that a person has to go and take maisik off him. Last week was an interesting one. Somebody said, there's a teacher in the school. His wife's a teacher in the school, and she has to give prizes. She wants to give prizes. It helps her in the lessons to give prizes to the Talmidim over there. Can she use her Maisa money to buy those prizes? Is it considered something which is no shaykhus for my etzos? No, I'm there to be a teacher in the school, and I'm using something to keep control of the lesson over there. Is it something that I can use Maisa money? Would I be able to donate money to the school, and the school would use it to buy presents or give the teachers? I would be able to. Since I didn't enter the school, I'm the one that's buying the treats in order to keep the children under control. Maybe I can use that for my maisa money. What would you say? You can use that maisa money? You can't. It depends. It depends. You can look at it that she wants you to keep control of the class. And a good way of keeping control of the class is to give treats. You should get paid as a teacher to control that class over there. If the school are supplying it, the school are supplying it. But the fact that she's finding it easier to control the class with those treats that she's giving out over there, Hanshka Shaykhus with the school. Yes, the school expect her to keep control of the class, but the school also give a wage for it. And if it's a moised that the moised supply it, and boom, the funds can't afford it, so I'm buying it on behalf of the moised, even if I'm keeping it only for my class, but I'm buying it on behalf of what the moised would usually do. So you can see, as always considered, most moisters would do that. It's one thing. But the fact that I want to control the class is completely my revochim. My revochim, I can't deduct from my the class, the moisted.
But is her hoitzos fault? Is her own hoitzos that she's expending?
Yeah, she'll deduct it. It's true, yeah. She'll deduct from the. She gets £500 a month from the school, and she had to spend £20 on treats, so then she'll only £480 profit that year.
Yeah.
But can she use that whole £20 of treats and say Maisa money? Instead of giving Maisa money to a moisted, I'm giving out £20. The way of giving it to the moisted is by buying these treats. So a rebbe in a class, a teacher in a class who's buying sweets, or whoever he's buying to keep the prizes at the end of the year to keep it going, if it's which a moisted would be doing it, and the moisted are doing it, and I'm buying on behalf of the moisted, then I can use my maisa money. If it's not on behalf of the moisted, it's me personally for my gain to keep the class under control, to the Hanshka Shaykhus. With a moisted, that person can't use for his maisa suffering.
The conversation from the airline, the paying for his time is 4 hours.
There's no value for time. They're paying for that Agmasnefesh they cause me. Agmasnefesh they cause me has no shaykhus to the. It's not a monetary value, and it doesn't get deducted from my ticket over there. They're causing me Agmasnefesh conversation. That's Agmasnefesh. Agmasnefesh is. It's something which they give me a treat. They're trying to be mafias me for the Agav Sefer that caused me this. Give me a treat for...
If you lose a business deal because of you delay...
And I'm saying that, but don't want a case where there's no losses incurred because of it. And even if they would have lost out my business deal, that's nothing to do with the reason why they're giving the compensation. The compensation is for the Agav Sefer of the weight. The fact that I lost out on the business deal over there and I asked them for compensation, they're telling me it's their own loss. They're not paying for that compensation. The compensation is for the tsar of me waiting in the airport. That tsar waiting in the airport has nothing to do with the gain that I got from my ticket. The money I gave for the ticket, I still got that same gain. I had the Akma Slepesh in the middle. That Akma Slepesh in the middle is exciting to the money I'm getting compensation is direct for the Akma Slepesh. It's exciting to the money I paid for my ticket. So it's two separate ways. You can't do that.
Compensation for loss or compensation for time.
The
money that you made on here, instead of making it. So
in where? In
what
more case?
If I do one business, and because I don't do a second business, I can't say I lost in the second business, I didn't do the first business.
No. He's saying, if you would understand that the reason why the airline are giving that money is because they're taking into Cheshbon all the losses of business that I could have done in that time, and therefore they give me that £300, so that £300 isn't profit money in the case that I didn't do the business.
You've got a source for the taxi is one thing. Okay, you've got a source. But here, because he didn't do another business,
you're right, because you're looking at the profit that they're paying you by Akma Slepesh. But if you would look at it, they're paying for all the business deals I could have done during that time. By the way, that's what you're saying, that's what they're doing. You're right, that's not what they're paying for, Pagal. They're paying for Akma Slepesh.
No,
not having done the business deal that I wanted to do, so then the money they're paying me instead of the business deal isn't money of profit. It's not money of profit.
I don't need to pay myself a business deal now because I didn't do
it. I was going to do that business deal. I had £200 profits waiting for me on that business deal. I couldn't do that business deal, and instead of that, they're paying me the compensation, which is £200 for the deal that you never did. Yeah. That's if we look at it that way around. So it's not a vacuum. They're not paying me £200 a vacuum. I may have to take myself money and throw it up on there, but I may have to take £200 myself from as if it's the same way I was using the business deal. That could be. But that, yeah, could be. But you see, once we look at it, there was no myself money, it was bullshit. Work, value for money. Somebody damages the car, he's paying for damages. So they're paying for that now, not. A legal way of using Maisa money, which is also very negiah. A person buys a sefer and realizes it's a mistake. A person buys a Gemara and realizes the Chris hasn't got the run at the back of the Gemara, it's only Gemara with a Mashor. By the Shotel Shen, the Gemara, the blue ones, it's just Gemara, Rashi, Mashor, without the Shen, by the back. Goes to the shop, the case was somebody went to the shop, bought it, got it bound, and saw that it's not what you wanted over there. Wants to know whether he can use that Gemara and give a donation to Beis Medrash and deduct it from his Mais money. He's now spent the Mais was in Israel. A person gave, because wherever it is, 80 shekel, 90 shekel to buy one of these blue Gemaras after having got it bound. 80 shekel was a lot of money. If it was the wrong Gemara, it was my new Gemara. Anything wrong to use that, give that Gemara over to Beis Medrash and say, instead of giving 80 shekel, here's 80 shekel over to Beis Medrash. And let me give this as my Maisa money. I buy myself the new Gemara that I want.
It's a loss.
Nothing wrong.
It's a loss.
Nothing wrong. What's a loss?
It's a loss. He's made a loss.
No, he's made a loss, but I'm giving over to Stocker something which is worth 80 shekel. If he used it for a day, he says a second-hand Gemara is like worth less. But if he bought it, he has a Gemara over there, it's a chatchila, it's nishkin ramos. What's the difference if I go to Beis Medrash and I give 80 shekel to Beis Medrash, I give a Gemara that's worth 80 shekel. If I go to Beis Medrash that don't need that Gemara at all, then a Nachami, but if it's a Beis Medrash is holding by buying a new set of Gemara, so instead of giving them 80 shekel, I've given them a Gemara in the form of Gemara. That's a chilidic way of doing it. Giving over Gemara to Beis Medrash. What's wrong with it? Let him use that as his Maisa money, nothing wrong with it. It's only if it's worth less, then you can't do the money that you paid for it. But if whatever the value is now, after it's bound, or after you person used it for one day, it drops its value automatically. Whatever it's worth at that stage, he gives it over to his Medrash, and that he can use deduct from his Maisa money. Last week we mentioned about a cheshbon of a person who wants to deduct from supporting his children from his Maisa money. So that the Emes Chofetz Chaim says in Abbas Chesed that the person supports his mishpacha, that's the chatchiladik way of using maisa money. But a person can only use the maisa money from something that meirosh when he was machayev himself, he had das to use his maisa money for that. If b'shas he was machayev himself, he didn't have a mind to pay the maisa money for these etzos, then I'm left with a choif. And the fact that it's for a good cause, there's no reason for me to use my maisa money. As far as I'm concerned, I'm just paying up my choif with it. The masham is the takes it a stage further. Masham holds that a person can pay for the tzos of his chasna for his children from maisa geld. Masham says if a person is not mechuyev to pay for to marry off his children, but means for the minimum to give for chasna and everything else that goes with it, doesn't go around in the chiyuvim for what person's mechuyev to do. And therefore, if a person meirosh when his child gets engaged has a mind to pay for the tzos of the chasna for Mois Maisa, then he can use it for his Mois Maisa. Aber, all the Paskis Malenu say that that's limited to a person who's mamash hard up. It's not going to have a way to use the Itzos Maisa for that. If a person has a child who's learning in Etzisrael 2 years after his Chasna, now he's got no choice. He's not mechuyev to support his child for 2 years afterwards. He could say, I'm giving half a year support. But he knows he's got Maisa money, and instead of giving his Maisa money elsewhere, he wants to give his Maisa money to support his child, and it's something which is not after the room that a person has to support his child for 2 years. He could just as well get away with giving less towards it. And giving. You can't say he's machayev himself for something that every person is doing. You could say, half a year, that's what I can give you, and then your wife should get a better job and you support yourself over there in Eretz Yisrael. But he's using his Maisa money for something not machayev, then the Poskim already more lenient, allow a person, instead of giving Maisa money to somebody else, he can use his Maisa money to support his own child. V'chein lechatchila, and the pellet that more people don't do it, people go around and stalk us for alakolilim and other moistus, and campaigns go around collecting for all the schools over there. If a person has eniklech and children in a koil, there's a chatchila to give that money to that koil over there. What's the difference if a person is not mochiv? A person married off his child is not mochiv bichlal to support his child anymore. It's opmachlech. Atchila was, he's going to give him 2 years support. Now his child is over here in the koil and he's learning in the koil, and the cost the koil to support the child is £500 a chodesh. The father, a good father, goes over to the koil and says, I'll give whatever it's costing you, not £500, I'll give the £500, my Maisa money to the Koilo. It's a Chatchila Shabbat Chatchila. He's giving his Maisa money for the Koilo to support him. He's not Mokhuv to support that child, Bechlal. What's the difference? Why should he give him the money that the Koilo, the Rosh Koilo, the Koilo that his child in should go around collecting? He's giving it to a different Koilo, which has no Shaykh. He's also giving money to a Koilo to support Torah. No difference at all. A person's got an inikul in a school and he's giving to all Moistas over there instead of giving lump sum to the Moise that has his inikul inside it and help the Moise. No Moise managed to cover that cost over there. So he's giving the money to the Moise where his child's over there. That's what the Chatchila, that's what the Chofetz Chaim says, that a person gives his tzedakah to in a way they're supporting his mishpacha. That's a Chatchila the way. It's only when a person's mischayev himself meirosh, then you say, I can't use it because I'm using it to pay up machoiv. And even in the case of the Masham, says the Vosner, that even if a person's hard up, he wants to use his tzos maisa, the tzos of the chasna for maisa. And in a case where like Atchila, he had in das, that he's going to use maisa geld to pay for his chasna, says the Vosner, you can't then go and buy, splash out on the chasna and kala, something which is considered abnormal. It was considered the minimum for them to consider the covered away to go to the to their chasna, then it's etzos chasna mekala, happens to be its own child. But I'm giving for my child something which I'm not mechuyev to do, so you can use that as mois maisa. Or but some splash out that zikha, the parent consider that the parents are giving a present, giving extra over to the child. You can't consider, say it comes under the heading of chasna mekala when you give it considered more than what's the bare minimum. The bare minimum a person can get away with supporting his child. But akaponim not etzos of a Simchas Chosn Vekala supporting in Eretz Yisrael where they wouldn't learn otherwise in Eretz Yisrael, and you're using it, your Maisa, but money that you would never had like a Chila and Das to pay from there, then a person of other can do it. Mois Svarim is the same thing. Mois Svarim, the Taz brings down, the Taz and the Shach, that person's allowed to buy Svarim for Mois Maisa. However, Mechitzchot takes on it even in Ratzad, where a person had Das and Chatchila. Even if he would buy his Sefer from his own money, he's allowed to use Mois Maisa to buy that Sefer. It's a Chiddush. The Pashtus of the Tazen, the Shach is Mashmah, that in a case where a person wouldn't buy the sefer otherwise. If a person would buy the sefer otherwise, he hasn't gained anything from it at all. He's bought himself the sefer, which he would buy from his own money. If a person that he can't look at it as a mitzvah gain, he hasn't gained the mitzvah, he would buy the sefer all the same. He's come to yeshiva now over here, and he's learning this gemara over here, he has to buy that gemara. He's not buying an extra sefer, that can't come from Moses Meiser. A sefer that I wouldn't buy, if not for the fact that I was learning, that I would use my Moses Meiser, then a person can come along and use the Moses Meiser for it. V'chein in aliyah. Aliyah comes to aliyah, a besmeder sells the aliyahs, and a person wants to use his Moses Meiser to buy the aliyahs. So to give money to a besmeder, so the chatchila way, the chatchila really would be was to give to aliyah. But we already said that the person would say that bezmaneinu onu zecher, a person has das the chatchila to use it for whatever, even for other things, then you can use it for other things. The chatchila maybe would be to aliyah, but a person supports Torah, which lav dafka aliyah, or a person supports other moistures, then if he has das the chatchila, you're allowed to use it. So that if I give money to besmeidrish, it's a chatchila way of using one's maaser geld. If a person buys an aliyah in a besmeidrish, he's using his maaser geld. Says Reb Kveige b'shem the shlo, if you would have bought, if the besmeidrish would have had that money without you, so what's the besmeidrish gained from sending the aliyah? They're sending aliyah, place, shish is going for £50. I then make it a higher bid, I put in £60 for the shishi. Without me, the besmeidrish would have had the £50. So by me what's saying £60, how much did the besmeidrish gain? They gained £10 from me. So why should I be able to pay my £60 from Moses Meiser? The besmeidrish never gained £60 from me. The fact that the first person was using his Meiser money to pay for his £50, that's not with me.
But they would have only got it from me.
Pardon? If I'm the second person, you've already put in your bid for £50 of the aliyah. I now come along and say £60 of the aliyah. Says the Kveger, the £60 that I say now over here, why should I be able to use £60 of Meiser geld to buy the aliyah? I didn't give any gain of £60 to besmeidrish. I gave a £10 gain over the person before me. So the Kveger, the Choyer, the Naichet himself, the person always has to make his cheshbon when it comes to aliyah. So using money for an aliyah to pay Meiser geld, to go to Kveger, which is the shloh, and the other person also bring it down, is not so simple. The first person, the original person, is yes, posher for him to be able to use it.
They start with £5.
Pardon?
They always start, that's an auction.
Ah yeah, but Meiser, look at it as stocker's gain. Start with £5 and now it's £950 and you put in £1,000. How much did the besmeidrish gain by you saying £1,000? You bought chosen, whatsoever, chosen kalamorium was going for £1,000. The person before you said £950 and you said £1,000. How much did the besmeidrish gain from you? £950. Pardon?
He's giving the whole lot.
I give them a lot, but somebody was giving £950 before you. You're doing now £1,000. Pardon?
Yeah,
so he's the winner, how much? But he was there. The Smedrish had that money guaranteed. So when you now say £1,000, after the person before you said £950, how much is the gain? £50. Says the Kveger, so you got £50, Meiser money. How much did the besmeidrish gain from your aliyah?
Every new person that bids is completely dissolved.
The person before. The chiyuv was a chal on the person before him, but the ma'aser the besmeidrish was guaranteed at that stage to get the
900 pounds. The person gives £1,000. Sure, could not care less that the person before
was going to
give 900.
They don't care.
Happy to get the 1,000.
It's true, of course they're happy to get the 1,000. But the ma'aser, how much gain did I give to the besmeidrish? I gave it. Guaranteed to the besmeidrish. The fact that at the end of the day, the person before me wasn't holding my giving that money to Meiser isn't mechuyev at the end of the day to get a I want to say to Kegel. Kegel buys himself from a slot. Kegel says, unless, like you're saying, if nobody would ever put in a bid in the first place, they wouldn't use the Maisa money because they were never going to bid it. If they can't use the Maisa money, then maybe the Besmedrish is built on this system in a Chatchila, that the only way they're going to get £1,000 of Chosim Kol Anorim is by waking you up and people not being Machayev themselves until the last person comes over there. I can say, I'm not going to start up with a Gabba, with a Shakor, but I can see he's. If every person does that way, if every person buys the aliyas the chatchila with maaseh geld, and that's the das that when you put in your bid, every person is most maaseh, and if we never put in his bid for £1,000 only because it's part of the game that every person goes through it, then
what about someone gives a bid £200, then £400,
then
£600, he has to, all those
yubim,
£200.
No, I'm not mechayev myself.
So then the whole thing
doesn't mechayev then?
It is, the last
person is mechayev himself. Says the last person is mechayev himself, the best medrash had the money guaranteed that one. Take a piece on the shlaw that you can only use your Maisa money as much as the Smedish gave more because of you. How much did the Smedish gave from? If you put in a bit of 200, and I put in a bit of 200, how much did the Smedish give? So you get 50 pounds. So you get 50 pounds. But I've got to say that the Maisa, the Smedish, nobody's going to put in a bid, they're not going to be able to pay the Maisa money. How much extra I gain from mice? Anything that the mice would have had without me is nothing else. I was true. I kept saying that. If you're saying the Maisa money wouldn't have had without it, it's a different cheshbon. You're saying that the Maisa, nobody would put in the bid lechatchila only because they're using the Maisa money, and therefore they're not going to allow them to the Maisa money. Then you give that. That's what
you want to put in it.
If that's the case, that nobody put in a bid, and most people buy the aliyahs, they're using the Maisa money, so therefore, Mamela, it's not that the Smedish has a guarantee without it, it's only because everybody knows Meirosh that they're going to use the Maisa money, then it depends. If you say aliyahs and Smedish work that way around, then Makabal, that's the way it works. Then the Kegel is not applicable to the selling of the aliyahs and the Smedish. But Kegel says very clearly, it's clear what Kegel says. Kegel says, you can't add on a bid and therefore say that you're using Maisa money because you haven't gained anything extra in Smedish. But you're saying that nobody would buy in the first place because everybody's using the Maisa money to buy the aliyahs, and therefore you wouldn't reach that stage over there. If that's the stage, if that's the case, then the Khami, so... The way the bidding would work is with Erech Klal, that people are using the Maisa money to buy it, and without being able to use the Maisa money, the money will never go up. Then you can't do that. It's not the gap.
If someone, in this case, someone bid
£950,
next person bid £1,000. £1,000, come to money, I haven't got it. Can you go to the person?
No, you can't go back there.
Oh, so the £950 wasn't really there.
But this 950 person would have paid that £950 to the Besmedrish. How much are you adding to the Besmedrish? So you saying 1,000, how much is the Besmedrish gain because of
it? It depends on the height.
They gain £50 because of you. It says the Shlok, if they gain £50 from you, then you can't use that as your Maisa money. Unless you got an extra cheshbon, you go back to square number one, then nobody would buy it without it, and therefore, Mamela, that's the cheshbon of the Maisa money. Another zakh that's very nagia is you've got a person who's an oni and you want to give him a job. And the way to give maisa money, but if mechubed, is to give him a job and that way around to give him maisa ksofim from it. I had to do last week, not 2 weeks ago, it wasn't me, it was somebody else, but to do with somebody, Bet Nacheset from a yid. But there was somebody else, and the person said, I don't mix business with my chasodim. My business is business, and my chasodim is a zach b'fin atzmoy. And the same Rebbeinu Shleim that's mechayev to do, that a person can't run his business with the chasodim because he doesn't have, if he runs the business with chasodim, then you can't. But this was a basic teiva, let's say, a yid over there, and come along and say, I'm surprised, a person, Shkashem Tzazogin, I say, I don't mix my business with my chasodim b'chlal, and I'm going to charge you the full whack, and not put in to my chesma b'chlal, gimilis chasodim, which is a plush of the case of gimilis chasodim, yet in the when it comes to these matzovim, of course it's hard to mix in chasadim over there. But when the Bnei Shalom Fadat HaMensh, chasadim comes into all parts of a person's life, even to the business part. But a person has to do a chesed to an oni, and he's doing a job for an oni, and he wants to employ the oni, and would never employ the oni unless he would use it for maaseh geld. He doesn't need it over there, he doesn't need this oni to do the job. And he only takes the oni to do his job because by him, because he knows the chatchil is going to pay maaseh money from it. And now the poskim say it depends. If b'shas you took the oni, you had das that you're going to use only your maaseh money for it over there, then at that stage you will never machayev yourself and you have no bill which is over there. But if you've taken the oni to you and you've run yourself up a bill, and now you're saying over here, oh, it's an oni who's Stoa chesed over there, then there's a shaykhus artist. The fact that you've got a bill running over there has no shaykhus to be able to deduct it from your maaseh geld. The fact that a person's a poor man, but you owe yena money, you can't deduct your maaseh money from it. If you took it lechatchila, and it's something that you wouldn't have taken otherwise you've got, like I said last week, you've got the monetary gain, you've got the work, you needed the work done in your house, you needed a door fixed, and you took in somebody who hasn't got any money to come and fix the door over there, but you've got the value over there for the door fixed over there, also you haven't gained from it. But something that you wouldn't have done, and you take the person to come in with an oni, and a chatchila you have to ask to use the maisa money to come along to pay it over here, then in that case a person can use his maisa money if he hasn't got a gain from it. There's only pasuk doing it as a way to pay yana both from mechubed. But any other way that person gains, or he's got all, he would need to add in das lechatchila, he can't use it.
Asked to say to Hillim for a Chayil in town, if I'm about to have 2 minutes to take a trip to Hillim for one Chayil in town. Shayla Mala, as I know, may I in your boy as Ezri me madoina, I say, Shemayim Boreh.